Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, January 12th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. We got Google ranking updates galore and also a local ranking update. We have changes coming to search quality soon. We have FAQs and how-to rich results dropping out of the search results again. And perfect SEO. Is there such a thing? Finally, author bylines. They don't help with ranking, according to Google, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. A lot more to cover. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, SimilarWeb. This is sponsored by SimilarWeb, the all-in-one strategic SEO software. Get clarity on the SEO landscape through competitive analysis, keyword research, rank tracking, SERP insights, and more. With industry-leading traffic and keyword data based on real user journeys, SimilarWeb gives SEO professionals the whole picture so they can strategize smartly and drive sustainable business growth. So check them out at SimilarWeb.com. Thank you, SimilarWeb, for sponsoring. All right, so we have a bunch of Google ranking updates. First, what I'm reporting about was the midweek Google search ranking algorithm update was not confirmed. Google has not confirmed this update, but it's been a while since we had actually a midweek Google ranking algorithm update. This one seems to be super heated. A lot of chatter, almost 200 different comments on the Search Engine Roundtable about this post. We saw the tools are spiking like crazy, and they actually even spiking today. So it started on Tuesday, January 9th, into 10th and 11th, and it's starting to slow down a little bit today on the Friday, the 12th. But there is definitely a lot of volatility, a lot of chatter, a lot of discussion around this. So if you do see some updates around that, you are definitely not alone. Keep in mind, most of the Google algorithm updates we've been reporting about have been updates that happened over the weekends. And now it seems like we had a big one on the middle of the week. Google, again, has not confirmed any of this, so keep that in mind. Talking about Google updates, we did report a Google update over the weekend as well, January 5th, Friday, and January 6th, Saturday. Also a lot of chatter, also a lot of volatility, but this one in the middle of the week does seem to be more significant. And finally, we hinted to there being a Google local ranking algorithm update. That local ranking algorithm update started on, I think, Thursday, January 4th. There hasn't been a lot of local SEO chatter about that. There is some. I covered this some chatter. Bright Local's tracking tool actually showed a significant amount of volatility as well. And also, it's actually showing a significant amount of volatility all throughout the week. I think it calmed down a little bit today. So keep that in mind if you're noting local pack changes as well. There's definitely a lot going on there. Google's search liaison, Danny Sullivan, has reiterated that we have changes. Google has changes coming to deal with the search spam. He said, responding to Lily Ray, both situations are covered in what we shared before. Here to recap, we have changes coming here to better deal with such situations. We're aware of it. We're taking steps to deal with it. It sometimes takes time to ensure solutions we put in place will scale and work well. So Google's still working on solving a lot of the Google search quality complaints coming from the SEO community, coming from beyond. Google's aware of it and they are working on it. Talking about the search results, Google has dropped out again the FAQ rich results. Google told us back several months ago that Google will be dropping out FAQ and how-to rich results for sites. They did that. It came back in September, and now it's gone again. So it's just weird. So the FAQ rich results are gone. This was spotted by Brody Clark and a couple others, including Nikos. Also, the how-to rich results also seem to drop out at the same time. This was spotted by Glenn Gabe. Again, they were supposed to drop out. They dropped out. They came back, and now they're gone again. Super interesting to see this happen. Not sure why it's coming and going, but they're gone again. I don't know if they're gone for good, but they are gone. Danny Sullivan, the search liaison, also said there's no such thing as perfect, having a perfect web page for ranking purposes. He wrote, and he basically wrote this long post on Twitter or all the social networks saying, today I want to share about the belief that there's some type of perfect page formula that must be used to rank highly in Google search. There isn't, he said, and no one should feel that they must work to some type of mythical formula. He said, a belief dating back to even before before Google was popular. He even wrote a story about this called The Pursuit of Perfect Page back in 2000. Yes, 2000. As was the case then, he said, so too remains the same. There is no perfect formula to follow. And then he goes on and on. But basically, there is no perfect formula to follow. Even if you see some type of formula in a third-party tool, it's a third-party tool. Don't trust it. Anyway, I wrote more about this on January 10th. If you want to learn more about what he said, again, there is no perfect SEO, which you covered from John Mueller a couple weeks ago, and there is no perfect formula to follow for ranking a web page. Back to author bylines. Google once again said that author bylines don't help you with ranking in search. There's been a lot of confusion around this. specifically because of all the EAT content or guidelines and feedback. Sandy Sullivan, the search liaison, said author buy-ins aren't something you do for Google, and they don't help you rank better. He said author buy-ins are for your readers and not for Google. There's something you do. So he basically said there's something you do for readers. He also added publications doing them may also exhibit the type of characteristics our ranking systems find and find align with usable content. So he basically said if you do that, generally Google's other signals may think you're good. But he said specifically with author bylines, it doesn't help you to rank better. He said we strongly encourage adding accurate authorship, such as bylines, to the content when readers might expect it. And that's what's written in the how, who, why. That's some of the old advice from Google. And I go through some of the older advice as well. But again, Danny Sullivan goes back to say it's not a specific ranking factor. Author bylines doesn't directly help you rank better. Still, you should probably have author bylines because people want to know who's writing your content. Google has updated its help documentation around its snippets, how it creates its snippets, and said snippets are generally generated primarily from the page content. It may use things like HTML meta descriptions and so forth, but it primarily comes from page content on your page. It actually removed references to rich results because people were confusing, saying, oh, you can control your meta descriptions or your snippets by using structured data. And Google said that's not the case. It usually and primarily comes from the page content, the visible content on the page. Google also said they do not use Google Analytics data for ranking purposes. Google said that numerous times, but he said even if it's in Search Console, even if you integrate the Google Analytics with Google Search Console, they're still not using your Google Analytics data for ranking purposes. That was, again, from the search liaison Danny Sullivan. Talking about search liaison, he's been nonstop responding to complaints about site names. Google has this site name structured data, and there's still issues with it. Although Google said they fixed majority of them and most of the site names are working out pretty well, he is still responding to some complaints saying there are issues, and he's going to take that feedback back to the Google search team to work on those issues. So if you are seeing issues with your site names, definitely take a look at that thread. I have links to the forum thread that Danny Sullivan is responding to, where Google could actually take your feedback and help you and make those improvements. Google Search Console crawl rate setting is officially gone. Google said it was going away several months ago, and it actually went away on the date it was supposed to go away. That was spotted by Glenn Gabe. Google's sitemaps ping endpoints officially no longer works. It's deprecated. Google then told us several months ago that it will go away, and it actually did go away this week. This one was spotted by Nile, who spotted this and shared this with me on LinkedIn. Google's perspectives, we have some data on that. Now, keep in mind, there's two types of perspectives. One is the perspective filter, and one is just the perspectives. So I think the data here with John Sciatto is a little bit talking about both, but he's basically said, let me highlight the top data points. The majority of perspectives comes right after the top stories news box. 15.5% of all news queries have perspectives. Twitter is the most dominant, followed by YouTube and Reddit in perspectives. NBA is the top follow count perspectives, followed by other ones. And NBA is the top subreddit and perspectives in the NFL. So keep that in mind. Again, this is two different types of perspectives, filters and normal perspectives. So keep that in mind. Nice data from John Sciatto. Google's John Mueller spoke a little bit about the Japanese hack. He calls this the Japanese keyword hack. It's been a thing that Google has written about multiple times, and I share some examples of that. He spoke about it on Reddit. He says, in short, it's an automated process that looks for vulnerabilities in your CMS to inject keywords or content on your website. Some people who have been around for a while may have had this experience on their own site. It stinks, but it happens, and there's more information about that over there. Yesterday, Google announced that Google's Assistant features are going away. There were like 17 different Google Assistant features going away. Google also laid off close to, 1,000 employees across a lot of divisions, including engineering and, of course, the Google Assistant. And we thought that Google Assistant was adopting Bard features. It might be, but Google Assistant is changing significantly. Also, in the Google Search app, they're making the microphone button default to search and would not use Assistant going forward, but you can access the Assistant by long pressing that button as well. So keep that in mind. There are changes happening there as well. And maybe this means that search is becoming more dominant. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Microsoft said it's going to extend, extend its 90-day memory limit for the Bing chat personalized answers, the Bing memory, Bing history, whatever you want to call it, where it actually uses its history to actually give you a better answer. Right now it's 90 days. Mikkel from Microsoft said we keep those for 90 days, but they're currently planning to expand that to more time. Doesn't know exactly how long, how much more time, but it doesn't surprise me that Microsoft wants to extend the history on that information. Bing is also testing new chat button. So in Bing search, you go to Bing.com, you see a chat button at the top. We know Bing is going to switch that to Copilot at some future, but Frank Zantman and Shaheem noticed that Bing is testing where it says chat with GPT-4 as branding. I'm surprised it says chat with GPT-4. And also it's testing My Bing in the search bar and also a version of Copilot, which is colorful. So keep that in mind. Bing is testing a lot of things there as well. Google Ads for PMax has updated its Auction Insights box to add more competitive data. This was spotted by Thomas Assell, who said, Auction Insights box for PMax is being upgraded. You can now see for top advertisers with comparison data, a very interesting new box called Competitors Entering and Exiting. Here's a screenshot of that from Tom. Nice find. Google Local Service Ads has added a new feature called Direct Business Search. Basically says, if somebody's searching for your brand, do you want to go ahead and show them your ads, your local service ads? It's a little setting. This was spotted by Ben Fisher. Here's a screenshot of that. You toggle it on and people could actually see your ads if they're searching for your business name. I'm not sure why you want to do that, but supposedly in some areas, you might want to go ahead and show your ad in addition to your organic results, especially if they're searching directly for your brand. Google has updated its sensitive events policy. It's going into effect on February 9th, and that policy is basically, and let me read it to you, basically it's going to go across ads, AdMob, AdSense, Merchant Center, any ads related to anything related to Google specifically. And a sensitive event is an unforeseen event or development that creates significant risk in Google's ability to provide high quality, relevant information and ground truth and reduce insensitive and exploitative content and prominent monetization features. Google may take action on these types of ads and so forth. These events include, and there's some examples, political events and disasters and health emergencies and so forth, like COVID and gas shortages, like hurricanes. And you cannot go ahead and do things like price gouging, inflating prices, prohibitive restrictions, and sell things that may be insufficient. There's a whole thing around this. But basically, you can't take advantage of these types of situations, these sensitive events, to go ahead and monetize and to price gouge people. So keep that in mind. That's a new sensitive events policy for ads. Microsoft Advertising is dropping its hotel center accounts for lodging campaigns on February 6th. Microsoft announced this earlier this week. So keep that in mind. If you are using the hotel center logging, that's going away on February 6th, and you'll have to be using the lodging campaigns going forward. Google is shutting down its business profiles website. So if you make websites using the Google Business Profile system, which supposedly some people did, I'm shocked they made websites using Google Business Profiles. But if they did, again, that feature launched, I think, I don't know, several years ago. And it's going away. Yeah, they launched that feature in 2017. And now if you are using that, your website will redirect for like 2-3 months only to your Google Business Profile. After that, it will be served a page not found issue. Which is a big issue. Why can't Google just say redirect this to a certain website that you own? It really upsets me that Google will not let you redirect it for more than a couple months and only redirect it to your Google Business Profile, which is pretty upsetting, but I guess they're doing it because they're doing it. And finally, there's a weird Google search bug. When you search on zip codes or like zip codes in Westchester County, or you search for some specific zip codes, Google's showing product results. Google's going to look into it. This was spotted by Adam DeFrisco. If you do it right now, it actually still comes up, which is shocking that Google hasn't fixed it yet, but it's been a bug for about a week now, and Google still hasn't fixed it. In any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. Again, thanks to SimilarWeb for sponsoring. Check them out at SimilarWeb.com. Everyone have a great, safe, and healthy weekend, and I'll see you guys next. Goodbye.